fuck has what I have. And because I get it when someone, Joey, I don't know if I've told you this, but when someone like reads, if someone's especially not into bodybuilding, but someone reads a bodybuilding magazine and they start looking at it with like heaps of interest, I get like really fucking relaxed.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, that's not normal. Bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah,
welcome to another episode of Aussie After Hours, episode number 12. I'm joined by Mark Gretch, Joey Bender, and Jimmy Sadek. Now, boys, this is a show about nothing where we kind of just bullshit for about an hour every week. And this episode is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition, some of Australia's best supplements. Boys, it's another week. I think we had probably the best episode ever last week. And we've had a bit of stuff caused from the show as well. So I'll ask everyone how their week's been. Jimmy, what have you been up to?
Fuck, this week has flown, but been busy. But I've just been trying to buy a car, looking for a car, which is doing my head in. So I've decided I'm not going to buy a car.
just going to walk around?
I'm not going to buy a car till after I get back from holiday. So whether that be Vegas or my next holiday, I don't know yet, but it's just too much fucking stress. So
your last car write off?
No, just the back end got fucked up, but I haven't fixed it, so I'm just driving around in a piece of shit. But I booked Thailand, so going to Thailand again for Christmas, very excited. That's it. 5 weeks till Vegas. Fuck yeah.
Very nice, very nice. Mark, are you looking forward to Vegas? I imagine you are.
No, I don't even know if I want to go anymore because Gally's just fucked up the holiday. But
What happened?
Oh, just inviting fucking randoms now. Like, our group was, what, like a good little crew going, but now there's a bunch of fucking hillbillies going to hang around with us thinking that they're our mates and shit.
Fact.
I can't wait until you fucking taste Pinkberry, Jimmy.
What?
It's a whole new level. I cannot wait.
And the that's only for a fucking topic change.
No,
well,
the only one that will understand me is Gally when he listens to the show. That I just want to be there when Jimmy hits his first fucking pink bear out.
What is it?
Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry. I'm not even going to explain. I'm just putting it on the show right now. So when we're in America, we have a little segment on Jimmy's pink bear experience.
All right, then. Okay.
Hey, I just got word from our special guest. This is a direct quote, open slather.
Oh, very nice. We've got a guest coming up later in the show, so we won't disclose that yet, though, because it's going to be exciting. But, Jimmy, I was telling you how I found out why I'm so fucked up lately. Do you want to know?
Oh, yeah, because you got something wrong with your fucking back. You got a tumour?
Yeah, actually.
No, not my back. That's a fucking separate thing. I've got a fucking... My back's fucked, like, because, yeah, my back's just, like, last night I hardly slept, because out of alignment. Very nice. And,
mate,
yeah.
We don't care about your back. How's your face so fucked? Tell us about that.
Not my face. It's...
I'm joking.
Okay, I was listening to, because I listen to podcasts all day while I do work and stuff, and I was listening to Dr. Carl, who's on Triple J, and some guy rang up, said, oh, I've got this thing where... you know, if someone is like painting or if someone is doing something with their hands, and he like looks at it and watches it, he'll get really, really relaxed and will get like a tingling kind of sensation in the back of his head or around his scalp and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, this motherfucker has what I have. And, cause I get it when someone, Joey, I don't know if I've told you this, but when someone like reads, if someone's especially not into bodybuilding, but someone reads a bodybuilding magazine and they start looking at it with like heaps of interest, I get like really fucking relaxed.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, that's not normal.
No, I found out.
Are you talking like sexually?
No, not sexually, no. But if someone's reading a bodybuilding magazine, I feel so relaxed, I can literally just lay down and go to sleep.
What?
Yeah, and it's like, it's so relaxing, but it happens when really old people talk to me as well, but people that I don't know, like, because I used to train at a gym, that was like, they had like a seniors day or some shit. So any day I was training, they'd always say, oh, they'd talk to me about something.
What?
And I'd feel so relaxed, I wouldn't feel like training anymore. And it'd just be like 1 minute. And I'd just be like, fuck, I've got to train. And then I'd have no motivation.
Zay.
Yeah?
Seriously, do we have to cut to a break to have a chat to go off air or what? You're right.
You're off your fucking head, mate.
No, it's called. I found out what the thing is because this guy.
I know what it's called. Magic mushroom.
I can't understand shit. I can't understand anything.
You can't understand?
No, everything's fucking blurry right now. Is everyone having good hearing?
I'm having good hearing.
I am.
I'm fine.
Oh, I can hear you all now.
Oh, man.
Okay, very nice. But yeah, it's called ASMR, and it's autonomous sensory meridian response. Yeah, and but people have it from all different shit. A lot of people have it from like people painting. I watch people painting, and there's just heaps of different things. So
that's fucked up. You got to go on Maury Povich and talk about your fucking weird sensations, like the chick that goes on there that's scared of shoelaces or some shit like that, because that's not normal.
Nah, apparently it's semi-normal.
You get relaxed by watching a guy reading a bodybuilding magazine. That's not fucking normal.
Do you know what I fucking did once? I used to work at Bulk Nutrients, right? And because obviously that they would send out, because they advertise in magazines and stuff, so they'd have all the magazines sent out to you know, the factory where they was. So And there's a heap of guys at work there that were kind of, you know, semi-interested in it, but they weren't really, you know, they went to the gym, but they weren't really into bodybuilding or anything. So they'd know, like one of the guys would know a few of the guys' names, like Dexter and stuff like that. So he would look at these magazines and he'd read it with like a lot of interest and go, oh, is that guy? And I'd be like, yeah. And I'd just be, and I'd like position the magazine so he'd read it on lunch.
No, man, this is freaking me out. Can we change the subject?
Yeah, Greg, you talk about your week, dude.
That's put me off. Like, I feel really uncomfortable right now.
It doesn't make me feel sexually aroused. It makes me feel relaxed.
Maybe I don't want to talk to you anymore, mate.
Okay.
Because that's just fucking weird. Yeah, my week. Well, fuck, I don't know. It's been busy. Same shit as usual. Shop. Organising Emma's 30th. And Maddie.
Are you still going to do that where you said you were going to do that?
I can't even remember what I said.
I'll talk to you later, yeah.
That's not a surprise.
Oh, Macca's?
Oh, nah.
Oh, fuck.
No.
You're going to take your wife to Macca's?
I was going
to
do like a proper Macca's party, like when you were kids.
Oh, like a kid's party with ice cream cake and everything?
Yeah, but I don't know how it would go, because like, I'd surely get kicked off the slide.
No, you can't go on. It's like, you have to be like under a metre tall.
You wouldn't fit in the slide.
Try and fucking stop me. Anyway. Enough of that.
Maybe you try to go head first.
Yeah. Matty Gamble's 21st. He turned 21 yesterday. So happy birthday to my baby boy.
He invited me to his party. I'm coming.
Yeah. I told him, is he coming or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah, tomorrow night. So we'll have a good one.
Hey, is it Friday night, is it?
Friday night, tomorrow night, yeah.
Fuck. I'll almost consider it flights for cheap flying up there.
What?
Yeah, I would fucking do that.
Come.
I would love to.
I'll pay for your flights.
Come. Fuck, you can stay at my house. I don't care.
I'll pay for your flights.
You can stay at my house as long as you don't look or talk to Emma. I'll let you stay.
Is Chris Schmid going to Gamble's 21st?
Yeah, but he'll be home by about 8.
Yeah, well, I'll get there about 8:30 because I'm staying clear of him at the moment.
You misunderstood me last week when I said if you crack on to Renee at Vegas, I never said he'll bash the shit out of you. I said she will.
Oh, how come he posted up on my wall? You're fucking dead.
Yeah, but you can't be scared of Chris.
I mean, he's just joking. He put that on my wall too.
No, I'm not scared of Chris.
No, just run away from him and try and watch
him. Just to understand that it's a complete joke, but I think he's got an attractive wife, obviously, but fuck, man. I'm joking like a motherfucker. But I'm not really.
Man, I reckon come down. Fuck, it'll be a great night. If you just rocked up at this party, I'll be pissing myself laughing.
I'm going to take flights.
You know what would be the best? You get cheap flights, you rock up to the party, and they don't let you in.
Here's the party.
Hey?
Where's the party?
It's at it's like at a restaurant / like bar type thing.
Okay. It's a cheap night tomorrow night as well.
Yeah. If you come down, I'll share drinks and whatever else you need all night.
Really?
Bendy, you can't pass that up.
I know, I'm fucking sick
of promise.
Try to take some short little iPhone videos and we'll post it up on the Aussie After Hours page. Get Bender really drunk.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it.
How's your week been, Bender, anyway?
Oh, next question.
No, talk to us. Is your psychiatrist back?
Nah, not yet.
So shit's gone downhill ever since he's been away, hasn't he? Hey, what's his name?
I'm not going to disclose that. Well, all I'll say.
We need to refer to him somehow. Can you just make a fake name?
Well, it's actually down the road from my. It's actually a sick setup because it's down the road from where I live. It's called Clare House, and they have a heap of psychiatrists there.
We'll call him Dr. Chan.
No, but listen to this, okay?
Chow, yeah.
I walk down there, and it's an awesome setup. It's really, really good, and they match you. To you pay what you can afford.
Bender, I've fucking been there.
Have you been there?
How does that not surprise me? You fucking Tasmanians are one fucked up race.
Yeah, they ask you what you can afford. I was like, oh, right. I went in there and made the heat is so fucking hot. I walked out of there and I felt like scratching my face off. It was so.
Hey, right up. You're talking Newtown, safe?
It's right near your house. Yeah, it's like down the road.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's where I go.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy,
I'm like $5 this week.
Jimmy, have you ever seen a psychiatrist before? Or a counsellor?
No, never.
Hmm.
I see the counsellor at school when I walk past in the corridor.
Yeah, you've never
I've known her for 5 years, I don't know her name.
I reckon, I don't believe in them at all, eh?
Hey, no, I do.
Do you know with psychiatrists, by the end of their career, because they've heard some fucked up shit, they become psychotic?
Yeah, it's like the, how they say, like, you become, like, the five people you spend your most time around. If they spend their time around people that are fucked up, then they're eventually going to kind of can become a bit fucked up.
So you're going to look like Holly when you're 50?
No. You don't fucking evolve. You're not a Transformer.
You know what you and Holly are going to look like? What's Milhouse's parents? Because they look exactly the same.
I'm not going to fucking bald. I'm not balding.
Huh?
I have dick hair. I have a... Dick.
I don't give a fuck. Don't worry. All my mates with thick hair used to pick on me about me going bald, and all of them have got less hair than me now. So,
hey, don't worry about how much hair you've got.
Hair. Don't worry, Mr. Roundabout. Anyway,
I'll go grey.
So, have you seen a counsellor, Xavier?
Yes.
Is it a boring story as to why?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to know then.
Jimmy and Bender have just gone.
I'm here, mate.
Oh.
Jimmy's here.
Bender's gone.
Bender's disappeared.
Oh, dear.
Let's go to a break and get him back.
All right. Let's go to a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Thermal Burn Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours. I'm joined by Mark Gretchy-Gretch, Jimmy Sadek, and Joey Bender. Once again, we are going to do some listener questions, and then maybe Gretchy later on has a what grinds Gretchy's gears. We'll get that going. So do you want to kick it off, boys?
Yeah.
All right, so this starts, the first one is from Michael Battistella. He said, would you rather have your arms and legs broken and be confined, to a chin-operated wheelchair for a few weeks, or give the other members of Aussie After Hours a rusty trombone?
The fuck is a rusty trombone?
That's what I was thinking. It sounds like a hand job to me.
Joey, you'll know what a rusty trombone is.
A rusty trombone? No, I don't know what a rusty trombone is.
Have a guess. If you had to think of what a rusty trombone would be, Joey, what would it be?
Like shoving something rusty up your ass, I think.
I reckon it's just going in dry, maybe.
Oh, it would be, wouldn't it? Okay, I'm going to look it up on the internet right now.
Get on Urban Dictionary.
Look, I'm just going to go rusty trombone. Question mark.
How big is your dick this week, Joey?
Fucking huge.
Yeah, I thought so. Small last week.
I found it.
Okay, I got it. Rusty trombone is a sexual act in which a man stands with his knees and back slightly bent, with feet at least shoulder width apart to expose his anus. Wait up, it's loading. It's loading.
I'm doing it as you speak.
Joe, your internet is very slow.
Okay, no, I'm just trying to find where I was, Xavier. I'm not fucking that intelligent. at least shoulder width apart to expose his anus. The other partner typically kneels behind the man and performs analingus while reaching up beneath the testicles or around the body to manually administer rapid up and down motions to the penis, mimicking the motions of a trombone player.
Oh! Yeah. That's smart.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I've done that.
Break my fucking limbs.
Fuck, he'd put me in a wheelchair any day.
Oh, I like that question, Michael Battistella.
It's only a couple of weeks. If he said put you in a wheelchair for the rest of your life, fair enough.
It would hurt a fair bit. Chop
bone at any day, but...
Away as well. It basically, I just didn't stop. But it's kind of hard. I didn't really notice that I was in the state that I was in, and I was trying to do my everyday things, and same with leading up and the prep to the competition. I did everything as usual. I did it all with the assistance of methamphetamines.
And, mate, I think you look fucking unreal competing, so I think we should all try this.
You're fucked.
I wouldn't recommend.
You're fucking going to hell, Kent.
I'm just trying to make light of the situation, man. It's actually, fucking, it's actually crazy to hear that and get that kind of, to actually see, and to you to go and say that as well, which is, it's something that probably a lot of people, I don't know, there'd be a fair few people that go through that in the, around kind of Australia, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What made you start, Brycey? Was it work?
I've always dabbled in the party scene. It just, once it was given the opportunity to keep me awake when I needed to be awake at a time, and it just got from just doing it occasionally, it just got a lot more regularly, and it kind of got a hold of me before I even realised.
Yeah.
So when did it really start happening? Was it was it kind of start of 2012 or end of 2011, kind of that New Year's period?
It started around the end of 2011. After the Southerns, I think.
Yeah, okay.
It would have been 2011. Yeah, it just got a hold of me. I just worked that into my lifestyle. And at the start, it was okay because I was still active. And everything I did before, it didn't stop me from doing it. But as time goes on, it just kind of gets the better of you.
Yeah. So, we've got that sort of thing. So this is obviously a work in progress at the moment.
Yeah.
Tell us about the... I think we all want to hear about this, is the lady situation.
The lady situation.
I reckon for the sake of fucking people's mentality.
Yep.
On this show, because Bender, your situation's fucked up, and Bryce's situation is currently fucked up. I've learned two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
Right, so now that everyone knows, like the massive deal to get in a massive hole like Bryce got into, and to literally pull himself out of it and say, "Fuck, you know what? I'm gonna stop doing what I'm doing, and I'm gonna sort my shit out." That's fucking, that's a big deal. And a lot of people don't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bryce has got some fucking balls to come out and just say, yeah, look, tell everyone this is what's happened. He's not trying to hide from it, yeah. Which I think is the best way. And I commend you for that.
But 100%.
But listen, we've got to start fucking laughing. So before it got fucked up.
Yep.
Right. Bryce was a fucking, like, I used to describe him as a fucking lunatic, as in, like, no one can party harder than Bryce, right? Fuck, I don't know. What's the story we can start with?
Well, we had some good weeks there, didn't we?
We had a few good weeks last year. which one do you want to tell them?
Oh, the one where you basically collapsed after how many days?
Nah, all right. Well, what about we start with the beginning of that weekend?
Yep.
All right. It was the night of the Southerns.
Yep.
All right. Do you want to tell it?
The night before or the night of the Southerns?
It doesn't matter. It was all the same.
The night before, like, all right, this is what happened. I flew into Goldie to help out Bryce.
Yeah.
And so I got in on, I think, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Can we tell the story? I know where you're going. Or is that getting in trouble?
No, you're right. I know where this is going.
All right.
This is the Brett and Elise stage, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Well, there's two parts of the story. I'll tell the girl part first, then we'll go to the party part.
Yeah.
All right. He was seeing a girl up there, Elise. Okay, but he was seeing a girl called Brittany for fucking ages and just hooking up whenever. Like, nothing in cement, etc. They were just real good mates, whatever, but used to hook up.
Hey, wait, was this the girl, like, fucking dark hair?
Fuck, you're a stalker, man. She's
fucking smoking, man.
Let me tell the story, Bender.
I can get away with it, Gretchen. I can fucking get away with it.
Bender, just take your hand off your cock for a second, please. All right. Anyway, I'll get in there Saturday morning, and what's it called? He's been seeing Elise here, whatever. Cool. They're together, and I go, all right, cool. What's the plan? He goes, well, Brittany's coming to stay at about midday. I said, what the fuck, Brittany? He goes, yeah, it's all right. We're just friends. I go, dude, does she know about Elise? He goes, nah. Anyway, so Elise thinks that his friends are coming to stay for the comp. Not too sure if she knows it's Brittany or not. Anyway, Brittany drives. I'm off training, I think, with his roommate. Come back. Bryce has fucked. He's fucked her. Don't know how. I don't know how anyone horny the day before a show. Bryce was, right? Anyway, went to the registration.
Bryce was.
Right? Went to Rego with Britt after that. Rego'd for the comp. Come back, they got stuck in traffic. It was a head fuck. Anyway, got back about 7:30. In the meantime, I've got about 12 people over in his lounge room. We're getting fucked up. We're going out that night. And Bryce has got, I put his tan on and all that before he went. And he walked in. He's like, fuck, what the fuck is going on? We're all pretty fucking, we're pretty lit up at that stage.
Didn't they make a video like this?
Yeah, I got a video.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
We want to put it on the page.
Anyway. Right?
I've seen that video.
I'm with Britt. Elise is there. Like, it's all right. Everything's still normal. Okay? He's still not told Brittany about Elise about Brittany anyway. And Bryce is going, fuck, I want to go out. I looked at him, I go, flip a coin.
But at this stage, neither of them knew about each other.
Yeah, neither of them knew about each other. I go, flip
a
coin.
So you're just kind of seeing them, kind of.
Yeah, well, I mean, nothing was set in, like, I was just feeling the ground, you know, testing the waters.
The more you speak, mate, the more you and I fucking have a lot in common.
Well, there was nothing locked in, there was nothing
set
in.
That's fucking right, mate, but you tell them that, it's a different fucking story, isn't it?
I wasn't telling them I loved them.
By the end of the weekend...
That's my problem.
Anyway, I'll skip to the fucking... The girl, get the girl bit out of the way. By the end of the weekend, All right. The girls became friends. He'd started going out with Elise, right? And Britt was just happy to be whatever. So I don't know what the fuck he did or said. Anyway, he got home from Rego, and he wanted to go. He goes, fuck, I feel like going out. I said, flip a coin. He goes, really? I go, yeah. Flip a coin. So we flipped the coin, came up heads. He chose heads, landed on heads. Fuck, 10 minutes later, Bryce is in his jeans and a long black shirt, and he starts drinking. Right?
The night before a comp.
Night before a comp. And then I go, I go to him, fuck, have you got your diuretics? All right? So we've gone out. Anyway, we've gone out. We ended up in the strip club like till 4 or 5 in the morning. I remember Bryce taking a diuretic at midnight and taking another diuretic at 4 in the morning. Got home. None of us slept. Got changed, whatever. They had a lay down. Went to the comp.
Pretty sure there was something else with that diuretic.
Oh, yeah, but that's that goes without saying. We had a big night.
Both times?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
Who just lost? Who did we lose?
Because we went out the night after. Yeah, we went out the night after.
Oh, yeah, we went out the night after. That was post-comp.
Fucking hell.
That was one story.
But we had Ben and Jerry's in between.
How'd you go at this comp?
I come third in.
Yeah, third.
Yeah, third in the Southern Hemisphere.
I remember.
Did it make you look worse, or?
I mean, I wasn't in top form. I mean, I think I'd only trained about once or twice a week through the couple of weeks leading up to the comp. I just gave up at that stage.
Dude, I remember talking to Scott Goble, messaging Scott Goble. I asked him, how does Bryce look? And he said, he looks pretty good, but considering he hasn't stopped munching his lip the whole time he's on stage. His exact words. I'll never fucking forget.
Yeah, that was pretty hard. That got me. That's right.
How did you kill yourself doing all that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Then we went out the night. Then literally we went out Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
By that stage, Wednesday morning, I swear to God, I was seeing school buses drive down the street with monkeys hanging out of them, but they weren't even there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got some good videos of you snoring, too.
Oh, yeah. You would have, you can.
Hey, Brycey, what made you clean yourself up and move back to Newcastle? What was it that made you change your mind and think, fuck, I've got to sort shit out?
Basically my missus, actually. She's the one that's put me down the straight and narrow.
So you're still with, who's this? Is this Sherry?
This is Shari, yeah.
Shari, okay. Yeah, so you're still with Shari.
Number one.
Yeah, she's been there, she's been put to hell and through hell and back, but she's stuck with me through the end, so she's the one that's made me pull me act into gear, because I realised I was going to lose her and I was going to probably lose myself if I didn't.
Yeah. Is she with you at Newcastle now?
No, she's working up on the Gold Coast. She's still up there working. And, it was just a spur of the moment thing to come down here just to get away, because I just needed to separate myself from that sort of atmosphere.
Yeah.
The party scene.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Hey, Bro, what I don't understand, there was, I think you were tagged in a few pubs or clubs last night, weren't you? Or the night before?
Hey. Yeah, but.
Hey, what's going So what's the deal? What's going on with this?
Yeah, see, that's a different kind of scene. That's a couple of drinks,
just a few beers.
A pub in Newcastle is nothing compared to the fucking party scene on the Gold Coast.
Yes, yeah, and I'm definitely not, involving myself in those activities that I was doing before.
Okay.
That's good. Anyway, boys, has anyone else got any questions? Because we can actually do a few listener questions with Bryce on the line still.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll do the listener questions. But
let's do that.
Bryce, I got one question. Yep. Are you coming to Vegas?
Oh, If I can afford to be there, I'll be there tomorrow.
Mate,
I'll see how I go with the funds.
I'm guaranteeing Gally, myself, yep, and Jimmy will fucking pitch in.
Yep.
And we'll fucking pay for you to come.
I'm there.
You got free accommodation, everything. Just get some flights and get there.
Bryce, don't listen to this little fucking hobbit. Sort out rehab and all of this shit first before you think about coming to Vegas.
Yeah, well, isn't that in Vegas? That's where I thought they were sending me. I got jibbed.
I'll be the angel on your shoulder while fucking Joey's the little devil telling you, yeah, come to Vegas, fucking sort your shit out before you think about coming to Vegas with his brother.
Well, that's why I put my head up and say I'll do it. Like, everyone's saying, you know, it's an awesome place to go, so, you know, and I end up getting robbed. I'm come down here, I'm stuck, like, in the dungeon under my parents' place.
Mate, I want you to come more than anyone, so fuck, if you're there, you're there. I'll pitch you.
It's at the Hard Rock Cafe, isn't it? The Hard Rock Hotel.
Me and Jimmy have already checked in.
You can lay out in the on the fucking death sunbed with Jimmy and I and Gally. We got a hotel that sprays, what is it, Jimmy? Third degree burns to your body if you lay in the right position.
Wow.
Now, people that were walking the strip under the reflection of the sun off the hotel were claiming they were getting third degree burns because the reflection was that hot.
Or were they just really lit?
Well, I mean, just, I reckon they're just white fucking Scandinavian motherfuckers. I'll just go black. Where is Scandinavia?
Jesus.
Don't they make trucks?
I don't know.
We're getting too far off topic. Let's move into a list of questions.
Yeah,
okay. Right. Michael Pearson, he asks, he's got a fuck, marry, kill. So you have to choose to fuck, marry, kill one. This one isn't that hard. Because normally I choose ugly people, but he kind of chose attractive people. So, Miranda Kerr, yep. Megan Fox.
Hang on, whoa. Hey, Gretchy.
Yo.
Listen to the names he's going to say. Did you hear him say kind of chose attractive people? These are some of the hottest fucking women on the planet. And because
I was going to say, it sounded pretty good so far.
He's putting kind of. You fucking little bitch.
Well, I meant in terms of people normally chuck ugly people in this.
Okay.
Can you just ask a question? Because I don't even
know. No. Start again, Zave, how I would say it, or Jimmy would say it.
Okay, he's got it. Okay, Michael Pearson, he has a fuck, marry, kill. So you got to fuck one of them.
Oh, fuck, marry, or kill. All right, yeah.
Yeah, so you marry one of them and kill one of them. And I added kind in there, so I said, I mean, like, he's kind of added at putting attract people in there.
That's a fucking holy save right there. Hey, babe, I said kinda, come on.
Okay,
you pick him up, Jimmy.
Okay, so
yeah, I know this motherfucker. Let's go. Give me the names. Okay. I'm answering first.
We've got Miranda Kerr.
Kill
Megan
her.
Fox.
Kill that bitch. She's a sneaky fucking mutt.
Lara Bingle.
Nah, kill her.
No.
Who's the other one?
What are they again?
You don't fucking let me say them. Miranda Kerr, Megan Fox, Lara Bingle.
Yeah, easy. Fuck Megan Fox, marry Lara Bingle, kill fucking Miranda Kerr.
Nah, I'm marrying Megan Fox. Kill Miranda Kerr, because she looks like a fucking, that weird little animal from Star Wars.
I'm marrying Lara Bingle before you get to fuck her, so you're not going to
fuck her. This is what I'd do. I'd marry Megan Fox.
I'd kill Lara at your wedding, Jimmy.
Nah, you've got it all wrong. I would fuck the lot of them, then kill the lot of them, because if you didn't, then they'd kill you anyway. I mean, they're going to kill you eventually, aren't they?
Experience. Yeah, I was going to say that. He's been in a room with three girls that all want to kill him, and he's fucked each and every one of them.
Kill them before they kill you.
What's the philosophy behind getting a successful relationship? Do you get a really attractive girl that's going to do your head in, or do you just go for a mediocre one with a good personality?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Joey.
Joey's had some... Is Bryce your fucking psychiatrist now?
Is this a question for Bryce?
It's a question for everyone, actually.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Ben, I mean, Gretch, he's using Bryce as his fucking psychiatrist.
100%.
Charge his cunt.
He obviously looks up to him, kind of relates to him in a way, and thinks, this cunt has just sorted his shit out after going to hell and back.
I've got one fucking foot in the door at hell right now. I know where I'm headed. How the fuck am I going to sort my shit out? Bryce, help me.
Help me, Bryce.
Nah. Oh, good luck with that one. I'm lucky I found one. I found one that can put up with me for starters, but... I mean, just so happened to be that she's hot as well, so I was a lucky bonus.
Oh, you are getting points, Bryce. You're
I've got to get brownie points.
Yeah. Very nice. But, all right, okay. Next question, Matt McCartney. He says, "Has any
you know all about
Bender? Stop interrupting. Has anyone ever met a female that has had the ability to whack you off better than you can yourself?"
Yes.
Bryce?
Me? No. No.
Nah. Bender?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely? No, I mean like...
Define whack.
Like fucking beat you off. Just beat you off, nothing else.
Oh, just a beat. Oh, I mean...
Bryce is going back to the early 90s.
I'd say yes, because, I mean, it's less of an effort when you don't have to do it yourself.
You know what a hand job is? It's a fucking insult.
If
the girl gives you a hand job, they've just insulted you because they didn't fuck you, they didn't suck you, they've just like given you a hand job.
I actually can't remember the last time I got a wristy.
That's just a wristy through your cum. I can't remember either.
Me either.
A reverse wristy. Reverse is a
word. I give myself one.
A guide. That's a guided wristy.
You got one this morning.
No, I whacked myself off.
Your girlfriend insulted you, Jimmy.
What? No, I whacked myself off. I had a wank.
Oh.
Aren't we talking about either or?
Did you tear yourself a new one?
Yeah. No, you wank. When you give yourself a hand job, or when you wank, you're the best at it because you can make yourself come real fast.
Yeah, that's
what I think. Make it come real fast with a hand job.
No, it's the mind, man. I'm all about the mind. I can just sit there and just blow.
Wait, Joey, right now you can't even get a heart on. So you should be out of this conversation.
Oh, fuck you, Sam.
Pulling off sweat spaghetti.
Get back on course.
Yeah.
Hey, you're lucky that I'm fucking here right now. With all the shit that's going on, my phone's fucking turned off. I'm going to have about 50 fucking abusive messages. Mum's going to have about 10. And I've got to work at 5 in the morning. So, fuck, you shut the fuck up because you're lucky I'm on the show tonight.
What the fuck? I'm lucky. I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I can imagine mine's going to be quite full.
You know, actually, Bender, I was actually at the gym going, when you were having your meltdown, I was thinking to myself, I swear to God, if this cunt has a meltdown in Vegas, I'm throwing him off the fucking balcony.
Always bounce back pretty fast from a meltdown.
Good. I just want a happy time. It's the best place
to have one.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Scott Goble says, I know you have stories, Gretchy. I'd like to know if any of the other compatriots have stories of their high school days where they bullied someone... While at the time the events that took place seemed humorous, they now realise that it was they would realise what an arsehole they really were. Then he says perhaps Xavier could present an alternative experience as he was a victim of bullying. I was not the victim of bullying, apart from when maybe like when I went to my high school. My high school was kind of known as like a bit of a bogan high school. I think you know that, Bender, Kingston High. But we had a bunch of grade 10s, and one, like my first day of grade 7, a grade 10 like pulled a knife out and... Like, he was just fucking with all grade 7s, but he pulled it out and scared the fuck out of me. That's about it. That's all I got. Bender?
I used to get bullied at school, but I used to bully as well, but I can't remember. I used to be short and kind of chubby, and that hasn't changed. So, nah, I can't even fucking think of one, man. I hit a guy once because... he went around talking. That's just fucking shit, though. That's not bullying. That's fair enough. I just hit a guy because he truck slapped a cat, and I hate animal cruelty.
He wanted a cat?
He like, got his skateboard and whacked a cat around the head, and I fucked that cunt up.
Very nice.
Good on you.
I'm glad you did.
Okay, Bryce, you have anything?
Me? Well, I just come out of court on Monday.
Yeah, what happened there?
Oh, apparently I bullied someone who tried to bully Mrs. Carr.
Oh, is that that one?
Yeah.
So what happened? Tell us the story. Can you disclose it?
Explain, come on.
Long story short, Mrs. was pulling out onto three lanes of traffic in one of the main streets of service, out of the Pacific Fair Shopping Centre. We pulled out. Guys walked straight out in front of a car as she was merging out onto the road, whacked on the brakes, nearly hit him. He's thrown his hands up and started kicking the shit out of the car. So I got out and dropped him and then jumped back in the car.
Then no, you dropped him, then you dragged him off the fucking road.
I dropped back in the car after I dropped it, and then I realised he was still in the middle of the road, so I couldn't just drive over him. So I jumped back out, dragged him off the road, left him on the side of the road, and drove off.
That's fucking gold.
You fucking bully.
How did he take the course? So he obviously got your details and everything.
Well, the cops came knocking at the door 4 days later. And yeah, took me to the station and charged me.
But, did you get much trouble for that?
I got it dropped. It was assault occasionally bodily harm. I got it dropped down to a common assault and no conviction.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have kicked the shit out of your Mrs. Car.
Well, that's right. That's what I thought. It was a brand new car. And
if someone does that, they're asking for shit. He shouldn't have got out of the car in the first place.
I mean, he was off his head as well. I mean, you shouldn't be doing that sort of stuff.
He was never in a car, actually. He's just walking across the road.
Oh, really? I thought he was.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't in a car. He was just walking across the road, but straight directly across the path. There was no crossing or anything. He just walked straight out in front of the car.
Yeah.
And then decided to kick the shit out of it.
All right, let's move on to the next.
You know what happened? Okay, Jimmy and I were talking on the phone the other day, and I was scrolling through my newsfeed, and it came up that you were tagging in at the court, and I said, "What the fuck is Bryce in court for?" And then Jimmy's just gone, "I don't know, probably bash someone."
Next I'm subject. Not a bully. I'm not a bully, but mind you, I don't like people that say bad things to me, or I react quite.
You like to defend yourself a little aggressively.
Yes, I aggressively defend myself. That's exactly right.
Bender's liking
that
every minute.
In high school thing.
Yep.
Right. I'd never ever bullied someone in high school because I always felt sorry for people. I always treat people the way I like to be treated.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't really get bullied either, except when I started the gym. And all the chicks at school used to pay me out, especially the fat ones for some reason. Anyway, when I left school, I saw one of them in the gym, and she came up and said hi, and I just pretended I didn't know who she was.
Yep.
And she said, "It's such and such from school." And then I just had like a brain snap. I go, "Oh, you're the fucking fat one that used to give me shit in high school for going to the gym." and then I like tilted my head and I go, "You should have started about 4 years earlier, eh, you fat cunt."
Jesus.
Hey, I don't, she was fat. He's ugly too.
Do you know where this bullying question came from with Scott? Me and him were messaging each other the other night talking about all of the people we've bullied in our lives and feel bad for it now. And we were talking for a few hours, dude. There was a lot of people on that list. It was pretty fucking hilarious.
Did you guys get deep or something?
No, it just got really weird. Like, he spoke about a situation where someone bumped into him and he could have either fallen flat on his face or fallen onto this poor retarded guy and kept his balance, but by falling on this poor retarded guy, pushed him down the stairs. he chose to fall on the poor retarded guy. And then we just went back and forth with stories about how I was in similar situations at school, and yeah, this is where these stories come from. But I wouldn't call myself a bully. I was a nice bully, if that makes sense.
Like a larrikin, a funny guy.
I was a funny guy. Like, we used to chase this Indian kid every day at school. His name was Devon. And he used to me and my mate used to sit in the quad, like the concreted quadrangle, I think we used to call it. I can't remember.
Yeah, the quadrangle.
Yeah, and he used to come out of like D block or something, and we'd see him like poking his head through the doorway, looking side to side, like seeing if we're there, and fucking like a ninja maneuvering himself around the playground to make sure we don't see him. But we got our eyes locked on him straight away. And all we yell out was, Devon! And then he knew we were onto him, and he just piss-bolt. He didn't even know where the noise came from or whatever. He just piss-bolt.
But you just scamper like a little mouse or something.
Oh, fuck, it was funny, but we chased the cunt all lunch. But, oh,
I feel sorry for him.
Dude, I saw him not long ago, and I just yelled out, Devon! And he goes, dude, my heart started pumping like a motherfucker. Yeah, it just brought back memories of poor prick. But, yeah, we've got an awesome photo of us giving him a wedgie. Like, we lifted him that high up, he was over our shoulders.
Oh, dear.
The atomic wedgie.
The atomic... Oh, this was an atomic wedgie. Good
photo. School dynamics, mate, don't change at all.
Mm.
Nah.
I sit back, when I'm on duty and whatever at school, I'll sit back and I can pretty much, like, think back to when I was at school and, like, compare people to groups and, like, people that I knew. Exactly the fucking same.
Yeah, yeah. But did you have, when you were at school, like, did you have the WOGs sitting on one side, Asian kids sitting on the other side, all the Indian kids sitting on one side, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was like WOGs that played soccer, yeah. Then it was Aussie kids that played football, then it was Asian kids no one liked, then it was the gothic fucking emo motherfuckers.
Yeah, the gothic kids, yeah.
Yeah, and then the chicks, like the sporty ones, the ones that like fucking Barbie dolls, the fat chicks. I hate fat chicks.
Obviously.
Bit harsh. Anyway, lost Bender again.
We'll go to a break. Every time fucking lose that little shit, we'll go to a break.
Okay, we'll go to another break. We'll be back in a few.
Fuck you, Joel.
Thermalburn and Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours. I'm joined by Jimmy Sadek, Joey Bender, Mark Gretchy-Gretch, and our guest, Bryce Lake. Now, we're going to be getting into a few more listener questions. We've got a few more to get through before we wrap up the show. Okay, weirdest porn you ever watched? This is from Christy Milham. 2 Girls, 1 Cup.
Animal Farm.
I've not watched that, never will. You're a sick fuck.
I don't like shit. I don't do well with shit.
Man. Yeah, I got very upset after I watched it. I just wanted to go to bed.
Yeah, what, did it relax you?
Yeah, it relaxed me. It fucking distressed me.
Weirdest porn, is that the question?
Yeah.
It's got to be Animal Farm.
Yeah, it's got to be people fucking animals.
Oh, what about that chick that was fucking a dog on Facebook?
That's
not it. How many times did you watch that?
I watched it twice, because the first time I didn't really know what was going on.
Can you answer me honestly right now? Did it arouse you even slightly?
No, I thought, if that chick can fuck a dog, like, people that can't get laid, like, do have a chance to get laid.
Yeah. But like, if you ever got rejected by that chick, you would feel like shit.
Oh, yeah.
She's going home to dog.
And she fucked a dog.
Yeah, that puts a new meaning to going home to feed the dog, eh?
Has anyone seen that? Because one of my mates, this is when we was in, like, grade fucking probably 8 or so, one of my mate's mums was seeing this guy, and he had a massive porn collection, and he had all these real weird videos, and he had, like, these pornos that were, like, really weird stuff on them, and one of them had just all this, like, freak porn, like midget stuff and all that, and there was one woman who had a guy, like a bald guy, shove his head up inside her.
Wow, that's impressive.
It was impressive. Okay, Christy Milham says, your girlfriend slash partner has turned into an animal, and the only way to make her a human again is to fuck her while she's an animal. What animal would you be able to bring yourself to fuck?
Dolphin.
Jimmy, that was mine.
Well, I said it first.
No, say sorry, Jimmy.
Sorry, Jimmy. Man. You can fuck the dolphin.
He got really fucking upset then, didn't he?
Well, that's because the dolphin's got no tits.
I'd fuck a chimp.
Pauline Hanson.
Pauline Hanson.
It's an animal.
No, yeah, I'd probably fuck a chimp.
Nice.
Because when it's screaming, you can at least...
You said you're not into shit like that. You'd probably throw it shit in the face.
Well, I'm not saying that. We're saying having sex with an animal. We're not talking about fucking shit fantasies.
Okay.
What about you, Bender? A kidnut.
You'd fuck a lemur.
I would. No, I'd probably... kangaroo.
I'd fuck something real exotic. Like something like that's an endangered species or something.
Bender.
Yeah.
I just fucking visualise you fucking a kangaroo and it kicking you from behind.
Holding on to your life.
You lifting its tail up trying to get a doggy and it kicking the fuck out of you.
You know what, man? I was driving along Main Road the other day, early morning, and I hit a kangaroo, and it was a big fucking kangaroo. And it
So
went...
you've already hit it?
Yeah, no.
You've already done it.
Fucking tapped it with the car. Went in, it rolled straight over the top of my car, over the whole fucking thing, hopped away, got out of my car, not a fucking dent on it. I don't know if it was fucking a dream or not.
Did a fucking ninja roll.
Ninja, yeah.
Probably your ex-girlfriend.
Let's not go there.
I've seen a lot of these scenarios.
Next what? Question.
They're just dreams.
What?
I see where Bryce is coming from.
Never really happened.
This is a question for everyone. What would you rather do? Pop a pimple the size of a boil on Jimmy's back and suck out the pus?
Ooh.
Or let Jimmy apply lip gloss onto your lips by rubbing lip gloss onto his knob and then rubbing his knob all over your lips?
Pimple and pus.
Joey?
Well, you know, the way I see it is I'd go the pimple because pimples don't look too bad when you're really fucking tan. And Jimmy's fucking tanned right now.
No, but yeah, it's worse when it's tan because it's just dark skin and then white fucking whitehead exploding into your mouth.
Oh, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I would pay to do that to Jimmy's pimple because I would grow twice the size of what I am now if I did that. And I wouldn't have to pay for it.
That's worth about fucking 1,200 right there.
You could bottle that shit and sell it.
Jimmy Puffs. Wait, just a side note to that question, I'd happily apply lip gloss with my cock on every one of your lips. Can you
next question. Okay.
I've got a question for Bender. What would Bender do? Because I know I think you're turning gay. Would you, okay, if you had to choose between Mick Galley and Bryce Lake right now, who'd you choose?
Mick Galley.
You faggot. Bryce is the one. Bryce is on the fucking radio and you disrespect him like that?
He knows I'd make him hate Bryce, sex.
Bryce, what I want to know is, where are you at the moment?
I'm at my parents.
In Newcastle?
Yeah.
And how long are you staying there for?
Till I get the go-ahead to go to Vegas, you might say.
Yes. All right. Perfect.
Hey, okay. David, you still haven't taken down your porn ring.
Going to a better place.
Okay. Let's move on to the next question. Christy Milham. She says, an hour locked. Who the fuck's CT Fletcher?
He's a PT from LA.
Okay. She said, an hour locked in a cell with PT Fletcher where there's no holds barred fornication. And then she's in bracket says, and you can't say no to anything he wants you to do. And then she says, or have one of the boys, no, give one of the boys a blowjob every day for a month.
Hey, I'll just say, I'm sorry, Christy, I know you like the show, and you're a pretty cool chick, but you fucking got a weird mentality, eh?
I like it. It's pretty much what we fucking talk about.
Like, it's so scary that she's actually thinking about this shit.
Do you know what scares me more than anything? When I think of all these what would you rather questions, I sit on my phone for fucking hours trying to think of something disgusting because it just doesn't come naturally to my head. When Christy writes all of these posts, they're straight after each other. Like, within seconds, she's got a new one. So she must think of this shit week by week and, like, dying to fucking ask us.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking... it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what... CT Fletcher, because I don't know who he is.
Yeah,
I'm a bit surprised.
He's a dude with big arms.
Yeah, I'd let him fuck me.
P. be a nice little surprise.
He's got a good story to tell, so as long as he tells me the story while he's doing whatever he wants, I'm happy with that.
It's publicity. You get to fuck a celebrity.
That's right. Imagine how many hits you get on YouTube.
I'm just telling that story. All right, next question. This is actually the last question. And by the way, Bender's gone, so we'll do this last question without him. Brent Middleton says, now that Sadek has, quote-unquote, been gone through like a train by everyone, that last week for $1 million, what would you do with $1 million, Bender? Bender, fucking Jimmy.
Look, I'd buy a car, buy a house, I'd go on a holiday, I'd invest the rest, I'd buy a gym, I'd buy a shop. That's what you can do.
$1 million, Jimmy.
Yeah, you can do all that with $1 million.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Buy a Toyota Echo.
Yeah.
Toyota Echo.
Okay, we'll wrap up the show there. I want to thank Muscle Nutrition for being the naming sponsor of Aussie After Hours. It's been great support. Matt and Monica Curry there from Muscle Nutrition. Make sure you check out their products. They're available all around Australia. You can check them out online, or you can get into like a Mass Nutrition or somewhere like that and check out their products. So for myself, Xavier Wills, our guest Bryce Lake, I want to thank you for coming on. For Mark Gretchy Gretch, Jimmy Sadek, and Joe Bender, we are out.